The Pokemon Go podcast is made possible 100% by you and other listeners just as awesome as you are. If you want to support the show and get a little something in return, just go to patreon.com/PokemonGoPodcast.
Hello and welcome to Pokemon Go podcast. As you can tell, it is not your usual filthy casual doing the intro tonight. He is otherwise engaged. It was his birthday this last week, and I guess he decided that he was too busy for the he went out of town for his birthday, and so yeah, so I'm flying solo tonight, and it'll be great. It will be great. So let's go ahead and start off with experiences of the week. I am currently doing a battle, but I'm going to go ahead and go to the Discord on my computer here and take a look there. And if you want to get in on that Discord, it's patreon.com/PokemonGoPodcast, and any tier will get you into our Discord. So this past week, let's see, scroll over. I'll switch over to the phone here in just a little bit. But yeah, so that people on the stream can see it. So we've got Popeye. He did 5 raids using Pokegenie during raid hour for Europe and ended up getting himself a shiny Mesprit on his 5th raid. Hallowed Robin coming in with a bunch of new shinies. Shiny Whismur, shiny Mesprit, shiny Noctu, shiny Drowsy, and 2 shiny Slowpoke. That's pretty awesome. Nulty coming in with a shiny Krabby, Eevee, Uxie, Slowpoke, and Drowsy. That's pretty awesome as well. Nulty getting 32 shinies from Community Day, 2 of which he evolved into Samurott. So very nice there. And then Kittens and High Fives. Only got to play for 30 minutes for Community Day, but ended up with a pretty good shiny Samurott. It looks to be, the IVs look to be 1-15-14 on it, which is pretty nice. And then a shiny Baltoy, as well, got that on Tuesday this past week. So first, says it's the first Tuesday night shiny that he's had in months. So nice. Popeye showing off, ended up with 1 of each of the Lake Trio as a shiny. So Azelf, Mesprit, and Uxie. And then Old Man Tup showing off a shiny Butterfree. Very nice. And the IVs, I'd have to check to see, but I bet those are decent PvP IVs, although you don't necessarily think PvP when you think Butterfree. So yeah. So let's see. Hop over into the Discord from here, and I believe that's actually the last one, but I can show you real quick. So there's that Butterfree. 1-14-14 on the IVs there. So pretty nice there. And so I'll just do a quick scan here so that you can see these awesome catches from this past week. For myself, I did participate in Community Day this past week. Let's see, age 0 to 7. So I got a few more Uxie. So you can see there's 3 showing up right there, and a Mesprit, which is pretty nice. Ended up with, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Looks like 10 Oshawott, shiny Oshawott. And I was otherwise engaged, so that was all from my Pokemon Go Plus and incense. I made sure I had an incense going and was catching. But yeah, so pretty nice. It seemed like I was getting more shinies than normal this time, but that could just be confirmation bias. I don't know if other people felt like more shinies were popping up this community day or not. I wouldn't be surprised if Niantic increased the rates, specifically because of some of the bad PR they've had recently. So I wouldn't be surprised if they increased the rates some there. I've grabbed a few Furfrou. I have not switched the forms, changed the forms on any of these yet. Don't have enough candy to do so anyway. But yeah, so I've got that. And so yeah, it's been a pretty good week in general. A Blitzel. I do like Blitzel. So yeah. I don't believe we had a discussion from this past week. So we're gonna go ahead and jump into the sources.
The Pokemon Go podcast is made possible 100% by you and other listeners just as awesome as you are. If you want to support the show and get a little something in return, just go to patreon.com/PokemonGoPodcast.
All right, so people who chose not to spend money for GoFest this year are now going to have their chance to get Meloetta. The Find Your Voice special research has dropped. So that's in game. Personally, I'm not too worried about running through it fast. I never am when these follow-up GoFest special researches pop up. So we've got the Finding Your Voice. And those on the stream can see that I'm not very far along on it just yet. We've got a infographic here from LeakDuck that shows, so if you don't want to be spoiled on the different things, don't click on that link if you're here in chat, and you may want to tune out for just a few minutes. So pretty standard stuff. Take a snapshot with your buddy, catch 30 normal type Pokemon, evolve 15 Pokemon. I do like that they're giving a full 30 Pokeballs for that first one. A lot of people have been having issues with Pokeballs in the recent months, so that's nice. I like to see that. Some of this I'm like, I kind of wish, like, so there's a bunch of these where you get Pokemon as the reward, but basically none of them have anything to do with GoFest, and I kind of wish that they did. And I understand there's going to be those people that are like, no, they need to keep the GoFest stuff, keep it restricted behind that paywall. But at the same time, I do kind of wish what they had done here is, so let me back up just a moment. During GoFest this past year, you went through and you got to pick specific Pokemon along the way to get rewards for. So, like, for instance, if I look at Pikachu, so I chose the Rocker path. You could mix and match it as you went, but I chose the Rocker path and ended up with the Rocker Pikachu. What would be nice is if this also similarly gave people an option, because then those that went to GoFest could get both sets without trading. Now at GoFest, I did trade with Charles, who chose the pop route. So I do have Popstar Pikachu and I have Rocker Pikachu. Outside of trading, there's a lot of those Pokemon that would have been nice to be able to go down that path again, but now with choosing the different Pokemon, so you could get some of these specialty Pokemon. I was trying to find the section of my Pokedex, my box that was from GoFest. Here it is. So, let's see. Some of these. Where's, like, so here. Flygon with the little hat. And, of course, the Meloetta. And then, let's see. Here's another Flygon with a hat. There were some more. I'm trying to see. I'm not going to spend too much time on this. I'm just trying to see. Oh, Zigzagoon. And that there were a few. These are the Pokemon I picked, but there were a few others that you could pick from as well. And so it would have been nice to give that option again so that those that did go could get the other line without trading. But no, they did not do that. They chose a whole bunch of really seemingly random Pokemon outside of Stage 4. At Stage 4, you get Chimecho, Loudred, and Krikatoon. At least those have some kind of a sound theme to them. But yeah, some of these are actually pretty lengthy research. And this seems to be Niantic's modus operandum, MO lately, is to have especially large research. So, like, for instance, one of them's earned 20,000 Stardust. For some people, that's, you know, a couple hours in the park. But for other people, that's going to take them some time, depending on how casual they are. So there is that. All in all, it's a pretty good event. You get a couple of raid passes from it. You get some Pokemon. You get a Poffin. And you get Meloetta, or if you already did the research at GoFest, then you get 20 Meloetta candy. So, all in all, pretty good. Pretty good. Let's see. What do we got here? Ah, yes. This is a very interesting comment here, I guess. This is coming to us from a person on the Sylph Road subreddit called Natorokusu. Basically, they're saying that trainer battles. So currently, if you haven't been out and about lately, currently there are trainer battles that you can go to. Let's see, what are they called? Because it says so in here. Fashion challengers. So you can run into quote unquote fashion challengers at Pokestops, and you can battle them. And this person specifically says having these trainer battles being tied to Pokestops ruins the gaming experience for a lot of people, especially rural people. I mean, this is a constant issue with the game itself, is rural people are always getting the raw end of the stick here, the raw deal. And they do specify Rocket Grunts are just as bad. And I agree. I to be honest, what I wish they had done is, and there's going to be people that say no. But what I wish they had done is add another balloon type to the game, specifically for these trainers. I think that would have helped as well. A lot of the rural players, it would have helped quite a bit. But yeah. Yeah, and the top comment here, trainers and grunts really should just spawn randomly on the map everywhere Pokemon spawn rather than having them being tied to stops. And I agree with that as well. And I know that there's the little gimmick with the grunts where you get less Poke or less items if you spin a stop that has a grunt at it. But so what? It's a gimmick. I don't think anyone would mind if that wasn't there because there's no stop there. But yeah. Yeah, I 100% agree with that. Does anyone here have an opinion on that? Mr. Tambourine, Rock Eddie, or Abbott Costello, do you have any opinions on these trainer battles being tied to Pokestops? I have no idea what Charles would say, but I imagine he wouldn't care because he's not doing the battles anyway. So, there's that. All right, I'll circle back to that if anyone makes a comment here in the chat. We're going to go ahead and move on to our next source. So again, Niantic is deciding to put out now. I do get because it's a PR thing, but they're putting out another Pokemon from Generation 8 ahead of time, in coordination with a new movie that's coming out called Secrets of the Jungle. And I'll circle back to that in just to this in just a minute. We do have a comment here in the chat. So Rock Eddie says that I would enjoy it a lot more if we could catch a Pokemon after the fashion battles. I very much agree. I think that would be a lot better if we could catch a Pokemon after the fashion battles. But I don't really care about the fashion battles, to be completely blunt. Yeah, just like Rock Eddie said, it doesn't feel worth it. And Mr. Tambourine says he agrees with Rock Eddie. Yeah, it doesn't feel worth it. It feels like a time sink, a waste of time. So, but yeah, so back to this, the Secrets of the Jungle, it's a new movie that's going to be coming out, and I think they state in here when, I can't remember when the movie's coming out, but it's coming out shortly. I think it says it in the trailer. So they're doing an event with the mythical Pokemon Zarude to be premiering in Pokemon Go in coordination with this movie, and they put out a little trailer for it, and everything. So starting October 1st, hey, my birthday. So starting October 1st until October 10th, local time, they're going to have a limited time special research. So that's something also to consider. This isn't one of those researches that's going to stick around. So if you want Zarude, you're going to need to complete this in a timely manner. So Zarude is a dark grass type, and is going to be available. And they do note, they say it a couple of times here, note that you can obtain this special research only during the event period. Oh, but then they clarify. But once you have it, you can complete it anytime. Okay, so I stand corrected there. They made it sound like it was one of the Today tab research instead of the special research tabs, but it looks like it's going to be one of the special ones, which is good because they shouldn't, they should always do the special research for brand new Pokemon like that. Pokemon that are going to be popping up more in the wild due to this are jungle themed Pokemon, or at least sort of. Hootoot, Combi, Drillbur, Cottonee, Dwebble, and more. And then also Larvitar. Larvitar is the, you might be lucky, or if you're lucky. And then Explorer Pikachu will be making its return. Let's see if I can find the Explorer Pikachu hat. I think it's this one. So he's got a little Whalmer purse on his side, and he's got a little gray Explorer hat. If I'm not mistaken, that's the Explorer Pikachu. So we've had him before. So of course Charles will love having more Pikachus out and about. Rock Eddie says Zarude is a cool looking Pokemon. I agree. This grass dark type monkey is he's pretty cool looking. In 3-star raids, we're going to have Lickitung, Chansey, Pinsir, Ludicolo, and Flygon appearing. We're also going to be having Meowth balloons popping back up. So Jesse and James are going to be here until, actually, they're going to extend past the event. So they're going to be here until October 15th. There will also be themed research from Pokestops, and in those researches you can get Audino and Rufflet and more, quote unquote, and then shiny Rufflet's going to be available, so that's pretty neat. And then there's new free avatar items, Again, I don't think I've changed my avatar, the look of my avatar, other than the stance to the rocker stance for probably about a year and a half or two. I know there's people that love stylizing their character. It just doesn't tickle my fancy. The Pokemon movie Secrets of the Jungle will be appearing on Netflix Friday, October 8th. So if you want to watch it and you have Netflix, there you go. Have a movie night with your kids. And there you go. Now, we do have some more details about, or at least we have an infographic rather, about this event coming to us from, I almost said Leak Duck, but this one's not. It's a Go Stadium one. So on various platforms, they're called Go Stadium or Stadium Gaming, things like that. They've made that. And it's basically all the information that I just went through. But if you wanted to take a look at it, you can see what Zarud looks like. And he is pretty cool. And he actually is going to be, stat-wise, a pretty good Pokemon. As far as PvE goes, and a lot of times PvE translates over to PvP, but not always. But for PvE, he is... it's looking like, unless they do some changes to the stats, he is going to be one of the best grass type PvE attackers in the game. So that's a pretty big deal. He's going to be pretty awesome. And actually, the top comment, like I said, PvP as well, he's going to be the best grass attacker in Master League as well. So yeah, very nice. He's going to be a good one to get, and hopefully you have decent IVs on him too. So, because for Master League, you want as near perfect IVs as you can get. But yeah. Yeah, and one person even goes as far as to say that Zarud is pretty much going to be the only grass type Pokemon that's viable for Master League. Some people argue that Torterra works as well, but yeah, no, he's going to be fantastic for Master League. So definitely get him, and may even want to invest some rare candies into him. So should be nice. Should be real nice. Actually, Rock Eddie, I know you like PvP. You do it a lot more than I do. Are you excited for Zarud, for using him in Master League? All right, we'll come back and see if we get some comments there. Okay, yeah. So Rock Eddie says, yes, excited for Master League, but also maybe he's going to try him in Ultra League as well. There you go. So there is an issue. We're going to move on to the next source. There's an issue with Inkay Evolution, specifically because Pokemon Go is available on devices that do not have a gyroscope. And so if you don't have a gyroscope, you can't, your phone will not sense that you flipped it upside down, and you cannot evolve Inkay. So apparently in the next app update, they are going to be making it so that basically you can, I don't know if this is going to be everybody or just devices that don't have gyroscopes, but they're going to make it so that you can evolve them. Okay, so School of Rock Eddie says that Swampert and Psychic-type Pokemon are very common in Ultra League, which would make Zarud especially good as a counter there. So he's a dark grass type, so that would be, yeah, he would fit in quite well there. All right, let's see. Okay, this one a lot of people already know this, but I wanted to include this as a source in case people didn't realize. Especially during events, I have this pop up, this is coming to us from Reddit, from a Redditor named Lurd67. It's a PSA that says if your app becomes extremely laggy after a few GBL matches, then just restart the app. So, and that happens, like it happened during GoFest, my phone would become laggy. I would restart it and it would be fine. And so, yeah, if you're having issues with the app, well, if you're having issues with electronics in general, one of the first things you should do is turn it off and turn it back on again. And yeah, and actually someone, the top comment here, I find this to be the general rule if the game gets laggy. Turn it off, turn it back on again. And so as a programmer, there's a bunch of different reasons why this is the case, but a lot of times what happens as your digital devices are running for an extended period of time is there's memory leak errors or other memory related errors. And so by turning it off and turning it back on again, you free up that memory. It shuts it down and it starts it up fresh so that those errors that appear over time are basically reset. So that's one of the main reasons. I mean, there's a bunch of others, but that's one of the main reasons why turning it off, turning it back on again works. Man, I am coughing something fierce tonight. I'm trying to make sure I mute my mic every time I need to cough. I'm sorry. All right. This was another kind of little PSA thing as well, but it's a little graphic that someone made here on Reddit named Max Period, and the illustration showing how Pokemon Go tracks your distance as far as for buddy candy and hatching eggs and adventure sync and things like that. So the game the game will ping your location every minute-ish. And so, at least that's what it's supposed to ping it every minute. And so, let's say you're walking in a circle. Depending on how big that circle is, if you walk halfway around, if you walk all the way around the circle in that minute, your game will literally record zero distance because it's pinging the same location. Or if you walk you walk 30 seconds in one direction and walk 30 seconds back to the same location, again, the game will say you didn't move anywhere. And so a lot of time, I mean, there's not much we can do about it, but if you are walking in a circle and it's not going up as much as you thought it should, this would be why, based on how they have this tracked. And so they have on here the illustration of running a school track of, around the football field or whatever. It's showing, okay, it pinged here, it pinged here, it pinged here. And then they're drawing a line between the different pings. And so it, the way Niantic does it is they measure the distance between the pings, not the actual distance you walked. So, yeah, they're shorting us on distance all over the place, basically. But again, from a resources standpoint, pinging it once a minute is, or every minute is pretty good. Mr. Tambourine, so Pokemon Go thinks we are making pentagram patterns on our local high school track. Yeah, so for those that are looking at this source, it is a pentagram that it's a star that the person has put here. But it's possible, yeah, depending on how fast you walk around the track or jog around the track, yes, it could be that shape. This is a tangent, but there are people who use tracking apps on their phone to specifically create artwork through their walks. It's kind of interesting to see people do that. They'll walk around their city, and their app will track where they've walked, and it'll make it a specific color to show the route they took, and they will make artwork in the city. It's pretty cool. Pretty neat. I could see Brian Ibbett doing that on his bike rides or something. Ooh, this next one makes me a little bit sad because I kind of wanted to try it. But Niantic has officially announced that Catan World Explorers is shutting down. So, it never, as far as I know, it only was in, like, New Zealand and Australia. It was only in a few countries, the beta. And it never really got out of beta. Yeah, Rock Yeti, when did it start? And, yeah, no, that's fair. It never really got out of beta, the Catan World Explorers. Now, I don't know a lot of the details on why they took it down. They did say that they're going to do it in stages. So first they've already gotten rid of in-game purchases with real money. So you can no longer put more money into the game. It's kind of weird that something in beta would have real money transactions anyway, to me, but that was a thing. And Rock Eddie, you asked when it started. Actually, the soft launch beta was July of last year, July 2020, which I can't help but wonder if all of the lockdowns doomed this game. Because they put it out, you know, 4 or 5 months into the COVID pandemic, and it's probably what killed the game, to be honest. But they said they're proud of the game that they made. However, we got a little too complicated and a little too far from the original Catan game. So apparently it was no longer, it wasn't related enough to Catan itself. As they continued developing it. And so my guess is they may have debuted it or showed it to whatever company owns the IP for Catan, because I know it's not Catan. I can't remember what company it is. I'd have to look it up. But my guess is that they stepped in and said, yeah, we're going to be moonlighting it, or sunsetting it is what they usually call. But yeah, Rock Eddie says that most Pokemon Go communities got cut in half or are dead because of COVID. I'm sure other games couldn't survive. Yeah, it's COVID killed a lot of projects, a lot of businesses. Really, really took it hard. Took it real hard. And yeah, so Rock Eddie says, thus is Pogo, Pokemon Go, it's mostly surviving because of the Pokemon name. And I agree with that 100%. If it wasn't for the Pokemon IP and especially the nostalgia, it's in that perfect time period for really heavy nostalgia hits. And yeah, so it's very, very sad to see this game really get canned before it came out. I mean, like I said, it was in beta and it was only in a couple of countries. But yeah, I would have liked to give it a try. I do like the Catan board games. So yeah, I've got Junior Catan. I've played that with my kids. It's a lot of fun. So good old Catan. Rock Eddie says maybe they can bring it back in a few years. That would be awesome. Or maybe they can take some of the things that they developed for it and put it into a different game. So maybe they can use some of that coding and put it towards another project. Or maybe they can just separate it from the... Because they said it was too far removed from the Catan board game. So it's possible that they could... From a legal standpoint, I don't know. But maybe it's possible that they could take that code and basically remove all of the Catan IP from it and make it its own thing. So that could be that might be a possibility. I don't know. I don't know the legal issues there, because they were working specifically on it with that IP. But for instance, like Pokemon Snap, for instance, wasn't originally going to be a Pokemon game. They started working on that well before it was going to be a Pokemon game. And then Pokemon, I guess they reached out to the Pokemon company and said, hey, can we make this a Pokemon game? And it ended up being a fantastic game. Fantastic. Actually, I still need to get the new Pokemon Snap for the Switch. Maybe I'll get that for my kids for Christmas. Maybe. But yeah. And then this is going to be a little bit of a shorter episode in general. I don't have Charles to bounce stuff off of. But yeah, so this week, we're going to go with, hey Charles, what time is it? It is time for random trivia. So this week I wanted to talk about Zarude, for obvious reasons, since he's going to be coming out actually a little bit over a week. So because he is coming out on on October 1st. Well, depending on how long it takes you to go through his research. His research will be available October 1st. So Zarude is the rogue monkey Pokemon. Like I said multiple times, he is a dark grass type Pokemon. He does have an alternate form called Data form. When I looked at it very briefly, I thought it said Delta. And I was like, wait a second. But no. Data. Its Pokedex entry says, within dense forests, this Pokemon lives in a pack with others of its kind. It's incredibly aggressive, and the other Pokemon of the forest fear it. Which is a bit different. Most mythical Pokemon, which Zarude is a mythical Pokemon, most mythical Pokemon, it's like, this is the only one of its kind, or there are very few of these. But this is a pack. It lives in a pack, which is weird. Galar is weird, the Galar region. The alternate form, the Data form, has its own Pokedex entry, and it says, this Zarude left its pack to raise a human child. The cloth Zarude would wrap the child with has a comforting scent that calmed the child's crying. Interesting. So it's a mother. It raised it. Raised a little Tarzan. Zarude was first revealed in Korokoro. So Korokoro is a magazine, does a bunch of stuff, but especially for Pokemon, it's a comic. It releases a lot of hints, especially for Pokemon over the years. So Korokoro released a silhouette of it, and it was later then actually announced by the Pokemon company. It is the only mythical Pokemon in Generation 8, so the Galar region. Zarude is definitely based off of a monkey, with a little bit of baboon in there as well. And then also has some traits of a spider monkey. The name Zarude comes from a combination of Saru, which means monkey, and I would assume that's Japanese, and Rude. Zarude. Rocket, you said you tagged me on Twitter with an infographic. Let's go ahead and take a look at that. I'm guessing you tagged the show. So we're going to... Oop, wrong one. I don't see a tag for on Twitter. All right. So I'll have to take a look at that. There's a Silph Road tournament infographic, supposedly that... Yeah, I'm not seeing it. Sorry. But the first tournament starts October 1st, and it'll last the month of October. And, yeah. I don't do a whole lot with the Silph Road tournaments. Maybe I can find the information on the website, Silph Road. I think it's .gg? No, it's .com. TheSilphRoad.com. Today's news. Nope. See, I don't even know where to look on there. Okay, here we go. I've got it now. There was quite the delay on that that notification, Rock Eddie. So here, I'll link it in the chat. The Lunar Cup. So what's going to be allowed for the Lunar Cup is Bug, Dark, Electric, Ghost, and Grass-type Pokemon. And what will be banned is Megas, Shadows, Scrafty, Pachirisu, interesting, Stunfisk, Alolan Marowak, Whimsicott, and Vullaby. Some of those bans I'm not in the PvP realm, so I'm curious about some of those bans. It's going to be Great League, so that's a max of 1500 CP. And you can go to sylph.gg. So it was sylph.gg. So they've got a couple of different websites. So sylph.gg/cup/lunar for more details. And so, yeah. I should probably try participating in some of those at some point. But, yeah. All right. If you want to... Oh, a baby Pokemon is banned. Which baby Pokemon was banned? I didn't see that in the notification. Or at least maybe I just didn't process it. So... Yeah, which one of those is a baby Pokemon? Rock Eddie. Maybe I need to go to sylph.gg. Maybe there's more there. /cup/lunar. I don't know. I'm not seeing more on here just at a glance. Oh, Vullaby. I keep forgetting that Vullaby is a baby simply because it has only ever been in eggs. Well, I mean, that's how babies work, but I'm unfamiliar with Vullaby in general because I didn't play a lot of Generation 5. So, makes sense that it's a baby Pokemon. I mean, its bottom half is still in the egg. But yeah, it's... Interest. Those bands are just seem interesting to me at a glance. So, but if you wanted to reach out to the show, you can do that show at PokemonGoPodcast.com to send us an email. If you wanted to leave us a speak pipe, you can go to PokemonGoPodcast.com. And on the right hand side, there is a button to leave us a speak pipe. Basically, any device that has an internet connection and a microphone will be able to leave us a speak pipe. Or you can just email us an audio clip directly. Again, it's show at PokemonGoPodcast.com. If you wanted to submit sources, you can go to reddit.com/r/PokemonGoPodcast, and you can get in on the conversation there. You can see us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/PokemonGoPodcast. You can find us on Twitter at PokemonGoPod. Every Thursday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, we stream here on twitch.tv/PokemonGoPodcast. I am... Joe Ard, or on Twitter, it's Joseph, it's at @Joseph_Ard, and you can find my usual co-host at Rock God of Pod. And yeah, we love having people tune in live, like we had School of Rock Eddie, and we had Mr. Tambourine. And School of Rock Eddie, he streams quite a bit of PvP, so give him a follow on Twitch. That would be great. Sorry, I had to cough there a little bit. But yeah, give him a follow. Great PvPer. And so yeah, until next time, have a good evening.